The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, February the 24th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled "How Did the Alternative for Ukraine Party Do in Yesterday's Elections? Oh, Silly Me, There Isn't One, and There Weren't Any." And the time is 10:36 a.m. here in London, making it 5:36 on the East Coast of America and 2:36 on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Pretty quick item this. I couldn't find anything to download from yesterday to listen to, so I listened to part one of the Crime Inc. The Real Story of the Mafia series that you can find on YouTube. The first episode is by far the best. I think the second one's okay, and then it started getting into all the historic stuff and it wasn't quite as good. But if you haven't seen the series, it's worth watching all the way through and it makes for a good audio. And I've now moved on to my folder of Dr. James David Manning, who was a guest on my show in the past. He's quite entertaining, some of the shows that he did in the past. So back into the archives for me today. And let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So just go over to here. Well, not yesterday's, Saturday's, wasn't it? So there's a bit of news, not like the record we had on Thursday. But first up, we've got these are all Daily Mail headlines. Exclusive: Sir Elton John and Simon Cowell back Daily Mail campaign to stop AI plundering Britain's creative genius. Well, again, I don't know what they're protecting these two. Do I have any Elton John songs? Let me have a quick look. I think there might be one that I have, but it's more due to what would you call it? Nostalgia. Than anything else. Let me see. Yeah, here we are. When I was a kid, I think it came out, well, I have the year here, 1978, Elton John did a song called Part-Time Love, and I think I had the single of that as well, so I would have been 5 years old at the time. And then, of course, the other thing that I think he did quite well was his piano version of Pinball Wizard. That was good. And that's the only two songs of his that, well, I don't remember when I listened to, but I've got a Greatest Hits album just to have those two on it, and they're the only two that I've bothered to save on my computer in MP3. So there you go. Let's move on to the Yale scientists who risked careers to publish bombshell COVID vaccine study, issue message to shots victims. Well, this is quite an encouraging headline. It sounds like finally a top university is pointing out the dangers of the COVID vaccine. But when you scroll down, it's all neatly packaged into one thing, and that's called post-vaccination syndrome. The syndrome appears to cause brain fog, dizziness, tinnitus, extreme fatigue, and biological changes to patients' immune systems. Dr. Akiko Iwaski, Awasaki, rather. The lead researcher behind the paper told DailyMail.com she understands her findings could be seen as controversial, but she wants patients to know her team will keep studying to bring them better transparency and safer vaccines. So there's no mention of all these people with strokes, heart conditions, all these other things going on that we hear about. And so for me, this is, you know, not really tackling the main issue. It's sort of trying to say, oh yeah, yeah, we're reporting it too, but it's a, you know, a drop in the ocean for what's really going on. Then we have scientists discover mysterious form of energy in Egypt's pyramids that should only exist in modern times. I've heard about this before, I'm not sure where, but there's evidence in this article that the Great Pyramid of Giza was a giant power plant. And apparently it says here, scientists blasted the 4,600-year-old structure with electromagnetic waves, a form of radiation that travels through the universe, finding it focused and amplified the energy into specific chambers and around the base. So retired aerospace engineer Christopher Dunn, who has spent years analysing the pyramid, recently shared that research like this suggests there was a greater purpose behind building the structure. And essentially, it was some sort of energy source. That would make sense. And I think I first heard about this when I got into the alternative history via a David Icke book. I think the first book that you could call outside of the mainstream was The Biggest Secret, which I remember buying secondhand from the Book Exchange up in Notting Hill Gate in London. Okay, so next what we have is Knock Knock. It's the Thought Police. As thousands of criminals go uninvestigated, detectives call on a grandmother, her crime. She went on Facebook to criticise Labour councillors at the centre of the Hope You Die WhatsApp scandal exposed by the Mail on Sunday. So this is the sort of crap that police officers in the UK get up to. And if I was still a police officer and I was told to do something like this, I would have the courage to resign. But these people clearly do not. And they think that, you know, they're essentially just a renter mob for the government. That's what they have become. Then we move on to terrifying alert over how British children are being poisoned by lead that is giving them autism. A top professor warns, by the time you realise it might be too late. So we know the links from vaccines to autism. So blooming obvious, okay? You look at when the autism went up, it's when the vaccinations went up. But as usual, anything, it's never the vaccines. It's anything but the vaccines. That's the whole thing. Which to me indicates that the vaccines are being used as a weapon against us, and that is why the mainstream media are being used as gatekeepers to blame anything but the vaccines for the uptick in conditions caused by the vaccines, so that there's no chance of any of the vaccines being taken off the market, and therefore no chance of the harm being done being stopped, because whoever's behind this enjoys harming us and they don't want their methods to be jeopardized in any way. That is what I get from this article. Used electric vehicle. Oh, well, no, here's the headline. The headline differs from what it's saved at. That's clever, isn't it? So in the well, anyway, here's the headline. Why a used electric vehicle is £2,500 cheaper than buying a similar petrol car. That doesn't sound like journalism to me. That sounds like an advert. It sounds like they're once again pushing electric vehicles in the UK. And we know who loves, wants to get us all in electric vehicles. And that should give you an idea as to who this corporation are linked to. Then we go on to Brits back Zelensky over Trump, as new poll shows 3 in 5 think Ukraine leader is doing well, and half are more concerned about conflict with Russia after US president's return. Well, they didn't poll me, did they poll you? I don't know anybody that supports this idiot. And as I say, it again indicates what the government of this country want for you. They throw their support behind someone that cancels elections, jails political opponents. That's obviously what they want to do here, because there are no political opponents. They all work for the same group, and they give us the illusion of theatre that they're somehow challenging each other. So, again, there is no political solution to our problem. Let's finish off with, again, this takes us back to our first article when we talked about, not the first one, the knock knock it's the thought police, detectives calling on people for what they posted on Facebook. Well, here we have Cycle Lane Snowflakes, council duo, cancel meeting with opponents of barely used 50 mile trail after asking police if they will be safe. So these two councillors, they approved £120 million being spent on 50 miles of cycle lanes. I presume they approved it because they were the ones due to face... Well, I'll read you the paragraph. Councillors Andy Hadley and Richard Herrett were due to face a Question Time style public meeting in Dorset to discuss the £120 million spent on 50 miles of cycle lanes across Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole. So, again, remember when we talked about how places like Dubai, China, they're being given the opportunity to have their high-speed trains and to, you know, develop what they've got and have real state-of-the-art infrastructure. In the West, we're being sent back to bicycles. I thought in China, wasn't it they always used to cycle around China? Suddenly they've got all these high-speed trains and now we're getting their bicycles. What does that tell you? It tells me that they're trying to push, make us regress whilst they make non-Western societies improve. So there you go, another attack, I believe, on Western societies. So essentially, the councillors have complained to the police that they were concerned about the tone of some of the groups, and this is the group that's challenged them, the organisers of the Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole and Dorset motorist group. The council said that they're worried about some of the group's Facebook posts because they comments range from calling elected members council clowns and the clownsill. So, again, this is the new world that we live in. You can do things like this that you're, as councillors, that the people you're elected to serve don't want. And then when the people, you realise that people don't want it, but you still do it. So the question has to be, who's pulling your chain? And then when the people get up enough support to say, right, we're challenging this, and they're not going to do anything, not going to dig them all up again, it'll cost millions to turn it back to how it was. We don't want cycle lanes. We want decent roads without potholes, and we want decent cars that don't have to worry about the batteries going flat on, that aren't going to actually wear out the roads even more because they're too heavy, and the roads and even the multi-storey car parks we covered before are getting damaged by these electric vehicles because they weren't built to take their weight. But as usual, nothing matters apart from what the elites want, and they want us in vehicles that they can turn off as they please. Okay, so I think that concludes my articles for today. So let's move on to see what's going on in the mainstream media right now. Associated Press, apnews.com. Live updates. MERS Conservatives win Germany election as far-right AfD makes historic gains. Well, okay, this new guy, Friedrich Merz, okay, he stepped back from politics for a while because he was hoping to get the leadership of these Christian Democrat Party in Germany, but you know, got it instead. Angela Merkel. So what you've got just sweeping to power in Germany is the same party that was behind Angela Merkel. So all I say to that is good luck with that. And it amazes me when something like the AfD, who I don't like either, but there's no courage among people unless the elections are rigged. When you see what a mess a country is in, don't you just say, well, look, actually, we need to do something radical. Let's just get these people in and see if they do anything. But they got something like 20% of the vote. And then the majority goes to a party that was once represented by Angela Merkel. You wonder if these people are somehow... Is there something in the water they're doing to frazzle these Germans' brains? Because unless the election was stolen, I can't think of any other answer to that as to why anyone would consider voting for this. Okay, let's move on to BBC. Well, we've got Starmer here, haven't we, as well? But yeah, there you go. That's why the people are just... This is why democracies don't work, folks. Okay, let's move on to... For me, it's that the laws are in the Bible. And so what works is an administration that obeys biblical law. And biblical law, if it is challenged, that becomes blasphemy. And there are certain laws and punishments for blasphemy. So that is the solution for me. Top 10 most read articles on BBC News. Most read, unsurprisingly, is new German leader signals seismic shift in transatlantic relations. Yeah, we'll see a lot of seismic shifts from this guy, not. Conclave and more get Oscars boost at SAG Awards. Not sure. Oh, I think that must be Demi Moore. Yeah, I think she won a SAG Award. And then we've got What the Papers Say headline, Zelensky offers to quit and Germany turns right. So I think he's offered to quit if Ukraine are admitted to NATO, and that's obviously not going to happen because the Americans wouldn't let it. And without America, NATO is nothing. Let's finish off by looking at the Daily Mail front page. Get this for a headline, top story: millions of Brits dead in an instant, scores more in skin-melting agony, save the lucky few. How a surprise Putin nuclear strike from the deep would become a terrifying reality. Deep dive. I wonder where they got the expression deep dive from. Could it be some irritating elements of the independent media? That's where I first heard this annoying expression. And I have actually clicked on one of their deep dive articles and it doesn't load up. Maybe doesn't agree with... the Brave browser that I'm using. Anyway, yeah. Oh, and beneath that it says, countdown to Armageddon. Let me just read this paragraph that's below this top story on the dailymail.co.uk at the moment. Hurtling towards us at almost 2,000 miles per hour, five times faster than a jumbo jet, Britain and the US are about to be reduced to radioactive rubble by hundreds of Vladimir Putin's nuclear warheads. Our defences stand next to no chance of intercepting all the missiles, and all the vast majority of the population can do is say goodbye to their loved ones, except the lucky few elites who are being whisked to government bunkers. The above might sound alarmist, despite the near constant rhetoric about World War III emanating from Russian propagandists, but experts and politicians alike warn that's the terrifying reality. If that doomsday scenario did ever come true and London or New York found themselves in Putin's crosshairs, exactly how would Russia attack? What would we do to defend ourselves, and what advice would we, the public, be given should a nuke land on Western soil? Read our deep dive to find out. So, yeah, they're right, mentioned the elites, but what they were wrong is that this will happen if the elites agree it to happen, because they control both Putin and Trump, and I believe all leaders in the world too. Day. Let's have a look at the independent news, RT.com. Have they got anything about this impending nuclear strike? Let's have a look over there. Moscow responds to terrorist attack on Russian consulate. So there's been more attacks going on in Russia. Pretty obvious who's behind those. Zelensky must negotiate. That's according to a Pentagon chief. And Trump reveals how he wants to be remembered. And this is at he's standing in front of something saying CPAC, which is Conservative Political Action Conference, well, on Saturday. There you go. Let's move on to rents.com, see what's going on over there. scroll down and see what the top stories are. Trump firing 2,000 USAID workers and putting thousands of others on leave. US directs immigration agents to find and deport unaccompanied migrant children. AG Bondi fires Biden-era ATF General Counsel Pamela Hicks in Trump's federal shakeup. So all Trump-related stories. And again, I'm not denying these things that he's doing, but what is going to be, as I said before, let's see what he does later in the year. Someone else was talking, I saw in the independent media, well, it was comments and stuff with, you know, Trump is doing a lot of good things, but what's going to happen if, for me, this is like, we call it buttering people up. Jeff Rentz calls it handing out cookies to people. Someone even intimated, what if there was another pandemic, another lockdown, all these sorts of things, and he's already sort of buttered you up with this, and, well, you know, if Trump says we need to stay in our houses, I think that we do, because, you know, he's getting rid of all the illegals. He's draining the swamp. He's doing this. So anything he says, we must follow. That could be where it's going. I think it's going to be more on a geopolitical level in the Middle East, but we will see. The purpose of this show is to see what the media's doing, independent and mainstream, and try and see if we can deduce from that what they're likely to be planning for us, the elites, because we know they use the mainstream media, sometimes individual articles as trial balloons to see what sort of response they get, but they also shape it. So the big shaping that I've been seeing just this year is this demonization of migrants, demonization not of any particular country, but brown people in general, and they're the people they associate with the protests against Gaza, things like that, even though, as I pointed out before, a lot of white people attend those as well. And so that's why I feel that there's going to be some more actions by Israel coming up this year that some people may find to be wrong, and they're trying to drum up support against these people that could be impacted later in the year. But that is merely speculation on my part based upon what I'm reading in the Daily Mail primarily. HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Two covert articles at the top, so they're not worth looking at, and nor is anything else on this banner at the moment. Oh, apart from Lefty MSNBC cancels Joy Reid show. I've heard of it, but fortunately I've never endured an episode of it. Earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. Thank you to Mark and to Jeff Rentz for supporting this show. So we've got, let's see, a quote of the day, Henry David Thoreau, then Connor Walden. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root, and it may be that he who bestows the largest amount of time and money on the needy is doing the most by his mode of life to produce that misery which he strives in vain to relieve. Yeah, so again, it's always what is the root, and that's where the big discussion sort of ends with a lot of people. You get a lot of broadcasters and they'll talk about these little things, but who's really pulling the strings? That's what's always interested me. And once you, it's better to work from the root outwards than the strings inwards, if that makes sense. Once you know the root, it's very easy to see who's behind all the different things going on. And that's why when I look at Trump and I look at Putin, I don't see that they're independent of this control group. Censored.news, Mike Adams' news aggregate website. Don't imagine much of a update on here because he doesn't broadcast over the weekend, and I don't think he does a lot with this over the weekend. Stephen Miller vows to mobilise at the full might of DHS, DOD for mass deportations. So, okay, and we'll finish off with the Before It's News top 10. Just loading that up now and scrolling down. Number 10 went up 12 hours ago, 124 people viewing. Estrianon, emergency broadcast. When isn't it an emergency broadcast? Truth bombs shock the world. Number 9, well, up 4 hours ago, 125 people viewing. Dr. Brian Ardis, Dr. Carrie Majay, and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Oh, wow, I can't wait. Explosive information that changes everything. Yeah. Number 8, well, up 11 hours ago, 126 people viewing. Alex Jones shares disturbing message, emergency broadcast from yesterday. Number 7, went up 4 hours ago, 168 people viewing. Kim Gokwan, full situation update, sequestro in capitals, whatever that means. Is that a new saying like Nazara or Gazara that I'm not going to bother looking up the meaning of? We'll see if it appears again. Number 6, went up 10 hours ago, 194 people viewing. New X22 report, Trump message to Elon, move to next phase. Trump just gave an update. Number 5, went up 10 hours ago, 236 people viewing. And we know what's really going on at Fort Knox. Precious metals will grow prey. Number 4, went up 6 hours ago, 259 people viewing. Michael Jaco, urgent emergency. JFK Jr. is still alive. Epstein files pop this week. We'll have to wait and see on that. Number 3 went up a day ago, 263 people viewing. Steps to take when the event begins. Mirror of Pleiadian High Council. Many are awakening 2025. Well, if they're awakening to that, they're still asleep. Number 2 went up 3 hours ago, 278 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. Chemtrails sprayed worldwide, poisoning our water and food supply. Tell me something I don't know. And number 1 went up 13 hours ago, 512 people viewing. Doge forces US bankruptcy reset. Bill Halter. Okay, so I want to thank all of you for joining me on today's I'm Talking To You, episode 194, Monday, February the 24th, 2025. How did the Alternative for Ukraine party do in yesterday's elections? Oh, silly me, there isn't one and there weren't any. Peter and I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm Talking To You, will be back with you on Wednesday. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and bye for now.